The 2016 drama Moonlight won Best Picture at this year's Academy Awards. The contemporary African-American coming-of-age story also won Oscars for Best Supporting Actor and Best Adapted Screenplay. In this edition of SIU Reviews, film critic Walter Metz takes a closer look at the movie that is out on DVD this week.
Barry Jenkins' new film Moonlight begins with flourishes of stylistic aggressiveness. As drug kingpin Juan checks in on one of his small-time dealers, while an addict begs for free drugs, the camera spirals around the three men. Meanwhile, an African-American child, Little, runs frantically into an abandoned apartment building, fleeing a pack of bullies. The handheld camera bounces wildly, barely able to keep up with the petrified and isolated youngster. After this kinetic opening, Moonlighting settles into one of the most understated films of recent memory. Despite his criminality, Juan begins to mentor Little, having discovered him cowering in the abandoned apartment building. In one of the film's many beautiful quiet scenes, Juan takes Little to Miami Beach to teach him how to swim. He tries to get the boy to relax as he leans him back in the surf, allowing Little to feel the sensation of floating for the first time. This moment engages the film's central conceit, fluidity. Moonlight is split into disjunctive thirds, tracing its central character's development from scared child to victimized teenager to brash adult, his identity pushed around by the social world as if being pummeled by the surf. Little transforms from child into teenager, where in the film's second section, he goes by his given name, Sharon. Finally, in the third and final section, the central character becomes an adult, taking on the identity of Black, a nickname given to him by his friend. Moonlight's central character is thus ever in flux, transformed by the cruel circumstances that constrain him. For the first two segments of the film, Little and Sharon barely speak, overwhelmed emotionally by the viciousness of those around him. In the third section, Black hides behind the gold grills on his teeth and a large golden chain, the trappings of his identity as a drug dealer, bequeathed to him by his false father, Juan. Late in the film, Black goes to visit Kevin after they have lost touch with each other, each having served time in jail. Black visits Kevin at his new job as a cook at a diner in Miami. They drink wine together at dinner, even after Black tells Kevin that he doesn't drink. Back at Kevin's apartment, very near the beach where Sharon first had his sexual experience with Kevin, Kevin asks him what he does drink. Water, replies Black, summing up liquidity as a motif organizing the film. As the film ends, we're left with these characters at a hopeful moment in their lives. And yet, for all the film's celebration of the fluidity of character, what lurks like steel behind them is the unchanging nature of the institutional and ideological forces that subtend individual people's lives. Both protagonists go to jail. Black seems preordained to turn into Juan, the drug dealer. In the film's enigmatic last shot, Little returns for the first time since the first act, standing on the beach in the moonlight, turning his head back toward the camera. Like the look which ends Usman Sembeni's Black Girl from 1966, the first sub-Saharan African feature film, in which a young boy unmasks to challenge the viewer to reject colonialism, Little's look into the camera at the end of Moonlight indicts all of us individuals who support a system built out of invidious ideological practices and ineffective institutions. What use is my life's struggle, Little seems to beckon, if its peregrinations only lead to a rocky shore? The only thing fluidity can assure is that the ocean waves will continue to crash around us. Whether lit by moonlight or not, ceaseless suffering overwhelms infrequent joy.
Moonlight is new on DVD this week. You can also see it on the big screen. It is playing in limited release at a theater near you. Walter Metz is a professor of film studies in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. You can hear more SIU reviews on our webpage, wsiunews.org.